I'm Ari, your GM. I'll toss to my players to introduce themselves, who they are, who they're playing, and then we'll get rolling into things.
Hi, I'm Aki, and I play the vigilante Gravewing, who is a Nagaji sylph, monk, and kineticist. We both use she, her pronouns.
Hello, I'm Farron, she, her, and I play Alouette Valère, also she, her, a bardic thaumaturge beastkin, doing her best while juggling a family curse, falling in love, and of course, the end of the world.
Hello, I'm Dusty. I use they, he pronouns, and I'm playing Yurido, formerly Moran. Still a problem, just angrier now. They are a blood hunter Nephilim problem. Just trying to fix things, even though it's all bad. They also use they, he pronouns.
Hello, I'm Sparlock, and I play Alistair Whiskerfield, the great rat detective, arcane archer, and wizard extraordinaire, the revolutionary firebrand, sworn enemy to the Scriabins, and scourge of the bourgeoisie, and master of Nicodemus Tower. We both use he, him pronouns.
Hi, I'm Tick. I use he, she, they pronouns, and today I'll be playing Niall. Who uses he, they pronouns. He cooks, he cleans, he eats people and has an alien parasite living in his spine slowly consuming him. What more could you ask for?
Hi, I'm Alyssa. My pronouns are they, them, and I play Lathadrisi the Fourth, Dampier, Dandy, Rogue, Failed Matricide with a -1 constitution modifier. Lath uses she, any pronouns.
So what happened last time?
Well, I know what happened near the end last time, fucker. But last time we had our vote on what to do with Clover. I keep thinking of Coral. That's completely unrelated. Her name is not Coral. Maybe Aubrey will introduce an NPC named Coral and I'll call her Clover every time. Who knows? We decided what to do with Clover. We killed her painlessly. We had a funeral for her. And we went off to do several little important tasks. We interrogated... we didn't interrogate. We... Some of us disguised ourselves as Clover, and we went over to Alice's house. We're like, hey, so about that stuff. And she was like, yeah, here's a written confession of my sins as collateral. And we're like, thumbs up. Yay. Our diplomacy succeeded. Juniper was talking to Alouette about how she definitely totally doesn't have a crush on a guy, which honestly, good for her. He seems very sweet, very demure, very mindful. And, again, very nice funeral that was held. And then I think Aubrey just put a bullet in the woman's head that we were just talking to 15 seconds ago. So, yeah, we should probably check that out really quickly, hypothetically.
Yeah, for a moment I thought about starting the session with anybody else. But, you know, we'll pick up directly where we left off with the three of you hearing the sound of a gunshot.
Yeah, I don't want to have to follow that funeral scene from last week, so...
Well, that's a great question, how to react to that.
I vote we run straight towards it.
That's a terrible idea. Out of character. However, but like, Yuri doesn't have that many feelings about Auntie fucking Alice. At the same time, though, Yuri's gonna look at Clover Lathe for just like a quick temp check. And I think we should just, I don't even think we should dip. I think we should just wait to see what happens.
Agreed.
But not confront it. I don't think we should confront it. Like,
agreed.
Yuri's feelings, but they've dealt with their consequences recently, so I think we're just gonna stay put and see who leaves, who comes in, what.
It's maybe 10 minutes after that. You watch the front door opens. Elias Gore and the figure formerly known as Lathe Idrisi exit, and they walk away.
Should I follow them as a rat?
No.
Okay.
They're going to be, both of them are going to be pinging anything to look. Do we go back into the house?
Yeah, Lathe wants to head back into the house.
Absolutely. Okay.
Let's wait like 2 minutes for them to get out of sight completely. And then we should go in again.
The door is not locked. You can push it open and you notice the body first. Bloody form of Alice in the center of the room, shot to the chest, sort of left there to bleed out. The one thing that you all immediately notice is the fire certainly seems to be bigger now. Fire in the fireplace seems to have been stoked and healthy, and certainly seems to be very hearty.
Could I go to the fireplace and just try to like scoop out whatever's on top and stamp it out?
It looks like there were a bunch of papers that were thrown in here,
and they're all ashen at this point. Yeah,
they went up pretty quick.
Is there any obvious spot where the papers would have been taken out from?
Oh, you can immediately look over and see that the desk is almost clear.
Okay, so it's just all of, fuck. It's like all of the legal stuff about Salvation Row, isn't it? Like
you can
deeds.
Guess, yeah.
Like, so now that belongs to the Holy Blood. Slash.
Certainly nothing stands in the way of whatever Johnny might have planned.
Except yeah. We literally have a copy of their plans.
You have a copy of a confession. You have a copy of Alice's confession. Alice didn't truly know, like, the plants, but she confessed to her part in the plants. Of what she was aware of.
Yeah.
Because you never want one person to know everything about your plans.
Well, that's getting rid of any legal way to stop Johnny from doing what he wants with Ro.
Sorry, is her body still here?
Yes.
Well... And should we look around for anything they missed, or just grab their body and go?
I don't think we want to stay here long. Who knows what they will do with a dead body if anyone comes back for it?
I mean, I think we have a pretty good idea. We just saw it leave.
Yeah. No, I think we should. We should, I don't know, see if there's any thing that we could hide their body in easily and get the fuck out of here. While trying to get stuff, anything that's left on their desk, in the drawers that's not paper or whatever, I want to like scoop into a bag and figure it out later.
Yeah. Who's going to look at the body itself?
I mean, I got some medicine, so I could go look at it.
So that is a 19 to assist.
That is a dirty 20 plus the one I get from help, so 21.
A 21, so you sort of turn her over to get it like a full look at her, easily notice the gunshot in the chest, sort of. The other thing you notice is it looks like she was also choked, but the patterns seem to match the hands of what used to be your mother. And there's sort of this graying skin, like almost that her vitality was drained.
Oh, lovely. It seems that my dear mother might need to literally drain people's lives now to keep going.
Could I do a check on what sort of thing could cause that? We have Eld, Undead, Arcana, or religion or occultism.
Either religion or occultism.
I'm supposed to do that privately. Oh well. That's a 33.
33? I mean, it's, there could be a lot of things. You know, there are vampire dampier, things like that that drain life in a way, but this certainly seems different from that. This seems a corrupting force. Like, if Alice hadn't died when she did, there might have been some necrosis around the area. It is almost like whatever this was causing her body to rot.
Your mother's a menace.
They've been saying that for years, Yurido.
And I've been agreeing with you for years. This is just a little beyond that. Okay. We should have people look at this. Maybe Junie or someone else could gather more info. I grabbed everything in the bag and just... Should I carry it? Do you want to carry it? Should we still look like this?
Before we leave, yes, we should definitely still look like this. Oh my goodness, we should not change out of our costumes while leaving a murder scene. Are you kidding?
Especially while carrying a dead body.
I just meant to like not be specifically the not Yurido most wanted. But that's fine. They don't care about dealing with us right now because everyone's scared of us. Okay.
I can always rat it up and escape, but I'd like to just take a look around, see if there's any safe or like little hidey places. Because someone that's having those sorts of dealings probably has a backup plan of some sort.
Yeah, give me a perception check.
That's a 32.
It takes you a minute, takes you several minutes, but you do find a small lockbox.
Nice. Portable, able to take it with us?
Yeah, it's probably about the size of a very thick dictionary.
Great, throw it in the bag.
Yeah, throw it in the bag. Let's get out of here.
We're going to run back with a dead body in the bag, Aubrey.
All the way back to Starlight Bastion?
Great question. Where are we going?
Yeah, that's a great question. You might want to figure that out before you travel with a body. You could... Darklight is closer, so you could get it to the shop where Junie is.
Yeah. I think that may be the best. Junie may be able to help anyways.
Mm-hmm. You know what? This is a really great time for two groups to converge.
So prepare to roll initiative.
No, not.
So, Lou, you're walking back to North Star with Juniper, chatting about books. When I have to ask this, are you still in disguise?
I think maybe by the time we get to Darklight, should we take the disguises off?
Yeah, we'll I think so. Okay.
Don't you I still think... have a body?
Well, yes. Oh, did we not find anything to put it in? Okay.
No.
Then we can stay.
You could have like wrapped it up in sheets or something, but it's still body shaped.
It always looked like a body.
Everyone is looking out for Clover. No, actually, no one knows. Never mind. Yeah, no, we're still in disguises. Yeah, so they see Clover, a man, and a shorter man.
That's a shorter man that looks uncomfortable in his own skin. Don't forget.
Correct. Yeah, all carrying a large wrapped form headed toward the shop.
Lou has no idea what's going on. Because this is not the disguises she thought they were going in when they left. And all she knows is, yeah, our enemies come back from the dead all the time. This is not out of the realm of possibility, so she's gonna draw her cards and, like, get in front of Juniper and prepare, I guess, to fight? Question mark? Presumably this is a revenge plot. I don't know.
Is the shop open right now, or is there anyone in the shop? Is Rook there?
There's Rook. Rook is in the shop.
I think at least Yuri, who's probably the one carrying the body, let's be real, is too distracted and just trying to get inside the shop and will not see Lou.
Just pause for a second. Is this our shop?
Yes.
It's Grave Ring. Grave Wings. Family members' shop.
Yeah.
I live here.
Okay. I think we would have the thought to like find a big container to stash the body in before going into our shop.
I don't know if we have time for that, my friend.
The other thing is that is going to require time.
It's like, where are we going to find that? In the market? We were going to enter a market with a dead body?
But you have to enter the market to get to the shop.
No, I think Yuri's reaction just is like I'm faster on foot.
A random trash can. Like,
you steal someone's trash can?
If you're trying to get in the building, I'm going to throw a card at you. Sorry.
It's fine. You throw a card at Yuri. It's fine.
I can only assume this is a revenge plot and they're going after Gravewing's family. This just looks bad.
We're literally wanted people walking into our hideout while carrying a body.
The thing is, we're still disguised. You're not actually
you're
wanted
disguised.
People. Yeah, you're all in disguise.
Yeah.
Well, you're all in disguise.
Like and technically, no one knows killed. Who I am.
And strangers. Clover, technically, yes, as part of the Bloody Blades, but not really at the same time. There's not like a specific thing out for
David.
Clover.
You're the most stressful person here, David Cumberbatch.
We were just seen leaving the scene of a murder with a body.
We don't
and
know
we're
you
walking
were
into our hideout with the body. Okay, I'm along for the ride. I have stated my objections. Let's do this.
Wait, why are you hitting Clover? You're not hitting the person carrying the body?
Clover's the only one I recognize.
Maybe fair. Whoever's in front, whoever's closest to the door.
I think it would be Yuri because they're trying to get in there fast.
Then 28 to hit Yuri.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a warning attack. At least it's not like gonna be lethal. I rolled once. At least the cards understand that is only a 8 damage.
I think the card sticks into my shoulder. It's like,
fuck.
Looking distressed, looking at the door. Lou!
Get away! I don't actually have the authority to deny your business, but I think I'm going to deny your business based on the fact that you are carrying a corpse
it's and us.
Are
in the it's us. Presence of we another just need corpse. To go in. It's us!
What? Yari?
Yes! And I'm going to open the door.
I'm going to gesture at Clover, quotation marks. What are you doing?
Lathe will... Yeah, say just... We needed a disguise to talk to Senator Moran.
I think this is perhaps in very poor taste, but, Hello, Lathe, go inside.
She will.
Who is the
and
corpse?
I think as she passes you, she'll just be like, that was a good throw.
Thank you.
Just take 8 damage. Thank you.
Hands you the flask as I follow you in.
Camper is the last one, and you know, as this happens, closes the door, flips the sign, pulls the blinds down.
You know, I am so Jesus. Sorry. I don't know what is happening.
I'm gonna break the disguise as soon as we're in. Rip the card from my shoulder.
I'll just summon that back to me.
Good throw. Truly.
Sorry.
No, that's an appropriate response.
I thought it was like you're going after our Gravewings family and that would have been bad.
Great instincts. I'm gonna look to Juniper. Is there a place where I could put a body down? I wanted someone to help look at it. This is Auntie Alice. It wasn't
you
us.
You killed her?
No.
You could.
Elias killed him.
Why?
Well, let me put this body down first.
Rook and Juniper are like clearing off like a table in the back.
I presume that Tristan didn't go back because he's like a wanted figure, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
He is currently sticking with his wife, and as they continue to cleanse the indoctrination.
Okay. I'm like, I didn't think he went back, but I also have no idea where he is otherwise.
Not at the shop currently.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to put them down and just... Okay. Well, we went in to try to extort Alice. They rushed us out, so we got a confession at the minimum, and we were going to confront them after this meeting they were going to have. The meeting was with Elias Gore, and I'm going to motion to Lathe, their mother.
They were only in there for five minutes. Sorry, keep going.
No, we did not stay in there. As I can only assume they would have seen right through the disguises. Yeah. I've been stupid enough in the past month, so.
Yeah. And so you did not confront them in any way? You're all okay? All three of you are okay?
As physically, as mostly as
much as we could be. We didn't confront them. I think we agreed that would be a bad decision.
Okay. So they have killed the senator that was in their pocket. It sounds like you got a confession, so that sounds like she was in their pocket, and so they killed her? Why?
Well, they also burned all of the legal documents. I assume that would keep anyone from taking the role by legal means. That doesn't exist anymore.
Well, there's always copies. You never would just have one copy of something like that.
Allegedly.
That is no way to run bureaucracy if it is.
I don't know how much bureaucracy was being run.
More things that should be remedied.
Yeah. Yeah. They were in there for 5 minutes. We heard a gunshot. We watched them leave. We entered. Alice was dead. Yeah, but, we came to the closest hideout.
I feel like maybe this would have been better to take to, like, say, the abandoned house that nobody goes to instead of where Gravewing's family frequently lives, and also Juniper and also Rook, who are all trying to hide. But I understand, in a high tense moment we make decisions we are not sure about. We do in the future know of a basement that people do not go into or come out of.
I feel like it may have been further, and I didn't want to run that far with a body.
Your sense of geography is terrible, I know.
Yes.
Okay. What do we do with her? I assume we brought the body with us so that she would not spontaneously resurrect.
Go back to life.
Right.
Yeah. Lady Idrisi was there, who seemed to be literally draining the life out of Alice. Is that what it looked like? Turning to Laith.
As far as I can tell.
Yeah, it looked like some necrofasciitis. Magicus.
Traveling.
Necrofascism, yeah.
Very troubling.
That's the Red Wizards, isn't it?
Yeah.
We also got this lockbox, and I will pull out the lockbox that I had absconded with.
Oh. Which is good.
Hopefully it has some clues, and we have what she knew of their plan.
That is also good. And okay, that is, I suppose the first thing to do is to burn the body. Yeah.
I mean, now that we're here, we could find like something to put her in while we're not running, and discreetly go take it somewhere else.
Yes, I think that is probably a good idea. And perhaps with a distraction that shows the same people taking something corpse-like out of here, or staging a break-in, or I don't know how to make this look like we're uninvolved here.
I mean, as far as everyone else knows, Clover goes here a lot, or no?
Oh, I don't know.
No one else knows Glover is turned. Aren't dead.
That's a very good question. And maybe something that we should mention to Lorelei and Gregwin?
The blades, I assume no, but...
Ah. Great, 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 great.
Well then. I guess we can stash it for the moment and then... reconvene.
Yeah. I'll find somewhere to move the body. I'll take one of Graving's trash cans and I'll replace it. I promise. I'll promise Graving I'll replace the trash can. At least I know where it's supposed to go. I could carry it somewhere.
Did you just point it to Graving?
No, Yuri's just gonna kind of look in the distance, assuming that even though Graving can't hear him, Graving is gonna assume Graving will assume that Yuri did something stupid. So, you should to try to see what's in the box, see what's useful. I also grab stuff off their desk.
Very well. Okay. Maybe I don't know if you should go by yourself just in case you are followed.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Yuri is very much trying to focus. Was they still feel a little terrible. Alice, sure. Was the closest person to that, to being basically Yuri. But they're trying to not deal with that right now poorly.
Also, it does not have to be you who takes deals with it, you know?
I brought them here. I should take care of it. That's the thing. I just...
Did I go with you?
No. You should stay. You were protecting Juni.
Before you take the body anywhere, Elouette, can you check to see if it's being tracked?
I can attempt it. Sure. I'm gonna do my little arcane sense and wiggle my little talisman over it. And then I'm gonna, I don't know, give it a little esoteric search if I gotta.
You do your little detect magic. There is no magic on the body.
That's the only way you can track something. Mostly, right?
Mostly.
You didn't leave a blood trail, right? Did you leave a blood trail?
No, it was wrapped.
Okay.
A sigil would mark ping as magic, yeah?
Yes, it would. I believe so.
Okay.
Magic, there does not seem to be anything here.
Yeah, I think Yuri will just, I don't know, disguise himself as just a person that they saw on the street and be like, I shouldn't go alone.
Well, we could fetch the others here and then handle it if you would prefer. She was your aunt.
Laith, Alistair, could you stay with Junie and Rook and maybe try to figure out what's in the box while Lou and I take care of this?
Yeah, of course.
You don't have any thieves' tools, do you?
I do.
Yeah, Laith does.
Because I don't want to waste a Nox scroll on this.
Yeah, I can at least try it with these tools.
Yeah.
I will give Leith a little pat on the shoulder for guidance as I go out.
Yeah, that's gay. And a nat 20.
So 39 total.
39, yeah, no. This is relatively simple. It does not take you all that long, a minute or two, and you got it popped open, and immediately it seems like a lot that's in here are mementos of some kind. There is like small little portraits of the family. There is locks of hair. There's like a little cameo brooch. And then there's also a journal.
Ooh. What's up reading with the club. Journal? Yeah, reading book club.
And as you start to flip through this, it's the journal is a couple of years old at this point. But it certainly seems part journal, part ledger. It's certainly Alice was keeping track of the events of the day, you know, her thoughts and feelings. And there is certainly, it's going to take you a while to go through, but this could certainly have something in it.
You said it also had a cameo and a lock of hair?
Yeah.
Oops.
Wait, did you say a cameo? Like when someone appears in a movie like the briefly.
The brooch with the little facade of a face on it, usually.
A silhouette.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's Robert Downey Jr.
It's Freddie Mercury from the hit horror series, Five Nights at Freddy's.
So it's the cameo, you believe, is of her mother, and the lock of hair may also be from her mother. It's similar hair color to Alice herself, but it looks like it's like was taken when somebody was a child.
Is her mother dead, I assume?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
Are these the, like, cursed side of the family also, or is she uncursed?
No, it's the non-cursed side of the family.
Cool.
God knows why. Things that you don't disclose until after the wedding. Things you should disclose before the wedding, but clearly did not.
So, are we metaphorically getting the band back together?
And literally, we'll grab instruments. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Once again, groups converge, and Lorelei and Gravewing returning to Starlight Bastion as the rest of the group comes in, and with a large bin in tow.
Is it smelling?
I mean, it was a trash can.
Do I have a dead body sense?
I mean, it's real suspicious.
I come in with a plate of cookies and I say, that's a suspicious trash can.
Yuri is like, looking at Graving, I'll return this.
Wait. Graving was...
Not the...
Graving was like covering, like plugging her nose, like with her hands. What do you mean by return this?
Well, this is your bin.
We didn't kill the senator. No, but you did take her out.
Oh no, now's the time for puns, Alistair.
Gravewing puts two hands to support her lower back. Okay, yeah, tell me everything.
Where are we, by the way?
You're now in the Wollstonecraft Manor in Starlight Bastion.
Okay. Gosh. All right. Well, this is... We would go have a chat with my aunt.
Senator Alice Moran.
Moran, yeah.
Yeah.
We were in a rush shortly after because they had a meeting with Elias Gore and Leitha Drisi. The veiled one, yes.
Yes.
That meeting lasted about 5 minutes, apparently, because they killed him.
That doesn't explain why you have my garbage can.
He took the body. And after they left, we went in to grab a bunch of stuff to see what we could salvage. We took the body in case they tried to bring it back to life. We ran to the first closest place, which happened to be the shop.
Raven opens her mouth. Nothing comes out.
No, I understand. They were following me. I was running. I was the one running with the body.
No, it's...
I understand.
It's fine. I think that place might be compromised anyways.
Yeah, because we were thinking that...
Clover was in there, so...
Yeah. We were also disguised as Johnny and Clover. Let me tell you, Lou has great aim right now, by the way. Threw a card right at me.
I thought Juniper was in danger. I thought they were attacking your family. I don't know.
Up here. The upper part. Mask, remember. Mask covers upper part of the face, right? But I feel like you guys can tell what, like, the facial expressions that are coming, even though they're, like, covered, right?
Yeah.
Just frowning some more. Just, you know, like... You ever see those, like, cat memes? You know, it's getting more and more frown. Okay. And we need to dispose, though, your aunt's body now.
Yeah, that's that. I was going to do it.
Yeah, okay.
Lou was going to join me, so I'm not alone.
All right.
Because remember what happened last time I was alone.
Yes.
For the record, it is for moral support because your aunt died.
Yeah, okay. Sorry about your aunt.
It's fine. She was selling everyone out, so, you know.
Okay. So I have this bag that we can put the corpse in, and it will stop you from carrying a trash can around.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and it's less smelly.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you want it? I just give it to you.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. I'll put the empty trash can.
Actually, while I'm giving you things, here's your wallet.
Right. Yeah. It's a little lighter than I remember.
Yeah, we've just been using it every time we have to cross that fucking toll.
No, that's fair. No, that's, you know. Thanks.
Yup. Okay, so. I've got to look to Lorelai and be like, are you going to be offended if we use the same?
No.
Because it's on my mind now, just really quickly. What else did you tell Clover? I need to see how compromised my family is right now.
To be fair, Clover had been really busy and I hadn't.
Did you tell her anything about the Midnights?
No, I never did.
Okay.
That wasn't my secret to give.
Okay, well then that's good. We're fine then. I'll just make them all stay there. For now, until we deal with Johnny, I don't trust the shop anymore, so we better move Rook and Juniper as well. Baby steps. We'll take you to the funeral pyre. Is that good with you?
Tell me where it is. I could just find it.
Gives you general location.
After, I assume, could only be done either comically or strangely, we'll move the body from the trash can into the bag of holding. We'll leave the trash can outside. Maybe the Wollstonecraft Manor could use a trash can now, actually.
It's just going to stay here.
At this point.
Yeah.
No one's bringing that back.
Drags it all the way back. Like,
we'll buy you a new one.
Yeah, just let's replace it.
Yeah. So Lou's joining?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yuri goes to the pyre. It's not really saying much. And we'll remove Alice's body from the bag and ask for Lou's assistance to kind of like toss them on there safely.
Do you want to say anything?
I don't know. I mean, seeing as I was the closest relative to her that didn't curse under their breath when they said her name. Mm-hmm. I feel like maybe I should. I don't know what to say, though. I barely knew them. But it doesn't mean that they deserved to die for nothing.
Not everyone knows how to be strong when it is dangerous. I would say perhaps most people do not. But that does not mean there wasn't a chance she could have done better. It's given the opportunity. And it is a shame she was not given that chance.
I always, you know, she was a senator for the role. At one point, I think she cared about it, but just never had any support of her own, I guess. At least she won't have to deal with coming back to life for whatever they're doing.
A small thing, but a good thing.
Yuri is going to look down for a little bit and then just kind of like picks up the bag of holding and kind of does a thing where it's not like grabbing Lou's shoulder, but kind of like does the pat on Lou's shoulder. Just thanks for coming along.
Of course. We are what we have left.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. Ooh, what a couple days, yeah?
Yeah. That's a couple days.
And I think Yuri just leads the way back and is not really going to say much else unless prompted to.
Nah, she'll let you mull it over. She also has no idea what to say about any of this. She has just been throwing out words and hoping they were helpful. She did not know this woman. She never met
exactly,
her.
Exactly, right?
I feel bad for Yuri, but like, clearly complicated relationship at the best of times, let alone being like, well, she kind of betrayed everybody, but also like, felt bad about it, maybe? I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah. And what are the rest of you up to as the other two walk back from burning the body?
I mean, I've just been reading the journal.
I think book club's the way to go.
Yeah. If you're going through the journal, you will certainly learn that Alice was a patsy and most certainly was aware of it, but unfortunately there wasn't much that she could ever do to truly push against. It was easier when Lorelei was in control because they had a deal, and Lorelei was at least scary enough that she actively dissuaded people from trying to take back the district. And the power of her and the blades were really the only thing keeping people from coming in and just taking it over. Because it's something you would have been aware, but something very much in this book. The people of Silvercourt were not always happy with having something like Salvation Row directly across the river.
Yeah,
gentrification. Unsightly. It certainly sounds like, from what you can read, is that's always been the long-term plan of people in Silvercourt, is to eventually try and take the district back from the Bloody Blades, so then essentially they can force all the people who will no longer be able to afford to live there out.
Yeah, I think that is unsurprising to Laith, but, you know, something to keep at least.
She certainly does not shy away from naming names in this, so.
I'm more focused on, like, because we know she's a patsy. I'm getting my conspiracy board stuff ready. You know, I got my spell book, and I've opened it up to the back, and I'm just like drawing diagrams, trying to figure out any extra information I can gather from it, connecting dots. It's all absolutely insane. Like, there's
the real Pepe Sylvia moment.
Yeah, there's like Waldo. There's a little picture of Waldo in one of the diagrams. It's like, there he is. Is it Wally for our British listeners?
I don't remember. I didn't think it also started with a W, but maybe it did.
Yeah, where's Wally?
Where's Wally?
Is the outside of North America.
Yeah, well, you... Graving, what are you up to during this time?
I think, one, I want to check in with Lorelei, see how she's vibing. If she needs some time alone or whatever, then I will let her be. We were literally just at her dead wife's funeral. So, you know, if she needs time, then she does. But I think I need to go to the group right now, especially because I am realizing where I live is fully compromised, so I need to go and empty out valuables like right now. So that's what I'm thinking of doing, and that's where I'm probably gonna go. If she is, of course, free to come or not.
Yeah.
It's entirely up to her.
If you give Lorelei a task, she will gladly assist you with that, because she doesn't have to think about her dead wife.
That's true. Do you want to come help empty out a good chunk of my shop?
Yeah, I think I do.
Okay. I'm so bad at light talk and small talk, but I'm going to do my best, and it's really bad, Aubrey. It's really bad. I go,
Lorelei is not great at it either.
Yeah. I go, wow. I'm trying to fill the dead air here, okay? Air. There's so much dead air. Today's corpse day. Just go. I don't even know where we got that trash can. I'm not attached to it. I'm glad that they apologized. I think that was very nice of them, but I don't think they've been in dark light often. That's like our 18th trash can.
Things do get stolen quite a bit for some reason.
Yeah. Or kicked around.
Yeah, that too.
I look up. General smog and clouds in the sky are even different colors today. You know, usually they're gray, and now they're blue-gray.
And at some point while you're walking, Lorelei will just quietly take your hand.
I will give it a squeeze and hold it.
And before too long, you find yourself back at the shop. It still says closed.
I know where our spare key is, and this time I'm checking if it's still there.
It is.
I'm going to take it. I'm going to cover up that hiding spot, and I'm going to keep the spare key with me. Because after we close it today, we're going to just kind of leave it closed for a bit. But I'll like enter. And is everybody like in the front? Is everybody just like chilling in the front of the shop or like what?
You see Juniper and Rook. They sort of like, they're like moving because like somebody just came in, but then they're also reminding like, wait, no, who would be coming in? The door, it's locked and their says we're closed, but they're kind of like in the back. It looks like they were like having a conversation about something and cleaning off the table where the people left the dead body for a bit.
Thank you. It would be really upsetting to see this place with juices. It's us.
Okay.
So, I've heard. You have also all heard.
They came here first.
Yeah, I thought so. This place might be compromised until Johnny's been dealt with. So, we're gonna move you guys.
Okay, yeah, what do you, she looks between, Rook, and she's like, do you need us to pack some stuff up or something?
Yeah, if you could pack up some of the more valuable products, that would be a great help. Obviously, please pack up your own things as well, and we'll help move everything out, but I'm gonna go get my things. I'm gonna go get my family stuff, and I'll look to Lorelei. Could you help me with that?
Lorelei's like, yeah, no, I can help you. And quickly, Juniper and Rook move about packing up the more expensive items and any of their small belongings. Looks like book club will have to be hosted somewhere else.
I mean, okay. Wollstonecraft Manor was where I was going to drop them.
I mean, it's even easier for Lou to join in book club.
And then I was thinking, you know, like as a group later, if we feel deep, it's better to have them in other places like the tower or whatever, then that could be a later thing. But like the manor seems like the best place right now. I go upstairs. I bring my girlfriend upstairs and... I'm very painfully aware this is my first time doing that. So I get like an awkward Asian. I just start showing her around because if you enter my home for the first time, I guess I have to give you a house tour. And I just go bedrooms. This one's mine, which is right beside the bathroom, so it's greatly inconvenient. But that's okay, because this is my first room ever. And I just start, awkwardly talking like that. Like, just like this is the worst house tour ever, because we're packing up. I get a lot of miscellaneous things, I think. Things that I know that are important to the kids and my sister, my brother-in-law. I try to grab some clothes. I try to grab some clothes as well. Books that I recognize that are really popular, ironically, the full series now of Mercy Maxon, because my kids now have the full set because I got them a gift. Trinkets, because I know that my sister has a bunch of trinkets. Most of them were made by her husband when he was wooing her with shiny things that he made. And then I take anything else as sentimental. I don't think I have many sentimental things. Like, for myself, I think my room is super, super bare. It looks like a bed that I sleep in. But it's made because I'm not messy. And I don't keep anything, like, at all. I don't get things. That's a lie. I have pictures that my kids drew that I still keep. That I don't throw away. That I take. That's all I have, though. I don't have anything else. I have, like, 2-3 shirts. One dress. Things like that. I might even leave them. They're not that important to me. But the pictures I take, though, that's about it.
Yeah. And Lorelai certainly helps you pack up all of these things. There's a little bit of, like, roboticness to her movements of just, like, going through the motions. But she wants to be there for you.
If I ever have to move past her, I will always, like, brush her arm or her shoulders or whatever. Just like a grounding mechanism, you know?
And then eventually, after about an hour or so, you have everything packed up and you head back down to move with Rook and Juniper. Doesn't take you all that long to get them back to the mansion.
Are we as a group all now together?
I would say, yeah. It's about you know, point where everybody's back together.
So I'm moving Juniper and Rook in here with us now. At least until we deal with Johnny. I don't think they're safe. I don't think the shop is safe. But we did move some of the shop stuff here, so...
Well, I guess, do you have any dietary restrictions I should know about?
Juniper and Rook go both shake their heads. Say, no, particularly.
Perfect. Tickle a note on my notepad and scuttle off to make more food because I did not prepare for 2 extra people, but I sure can.
Should probably consolidate rooms then.
You can have mine if you don't mind showering with Niall.
Who are you talking?
Well, the mansion is certainly getting full. But not necessarily a bad thing.
We just need one big bad storm episode where we're all trapped inside and everything will be fixed.
Bad.
Just awfully one inspiring. Episode. Yeah.
One episode, you know, where nobody can leave.
Exactly. And we're all trapped inside.
I think canonically, Yuri has been, like, crashing on the couch, like, every time they stay here.
Yeah, because I got the room.
Yeah. We're going to have to start bunking even more.
Yeah, there's couches and set up cots. But yeah, no, we are pretty much using this to close out the week as you all go into the next time. We'll go into the rebellion phase and finally decide what your plan is about Johnny. Tick, if you would like to take us out.
Johnny Appleseed.
He's kind of the opposite of that.
All right, well, thank you everyone for listening to the wonderful episode of Goblets and Gays. If you like what we do here, feel free to follow us on Twitter, not on Twitter, on Blue Sky, on Instagram, on Patreon, on Discord. Please message us on Discord. I want to ban someone for pinging me at 3 in the morning. This is a challenge at this point. Someone do it. Test me. Test my patience. Our Patreon has all sorts of really funny things that Aubrey has to constantly remove because I don't know how to stay on topic. And honestly, neither does Aki, neither does Ferris, neither does Dusty, neither does Arlok, neither does Alyssa. None of us know how to stay on topic. It's like 30 minutes before we start a session, we said a lot. And if you want to hear what happens in that 30 minutes before we manage to start the session, join Patreon. You get to see so many cool things. If you can't support us, completely understandable. Give us some good reviews if you can, because those are free. And remember, stay safe, never eat a person's brain, always go for the thigh. My heart keeps on beating. Take my hand, we must face it again. Tell me yes, tell me no, go on.